Let's now kneel down and pray in one accord to ask God to guide our morning class.
Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们这次能参加西半球长职负责人的讲习会。
Hallelujah, thanks to the guidance of God that we can come to attend this year's Western Hemisphere's Minister Seminar.
这一节开始呢，跟大家来分享啊，就是有关于释经解释学的简介。
This class I would like to share with you about Bible explanation theory.
第一节、第二节我们就来介绍这个有关释经学的这个简介。
And so these first two classes of this morning like to talk about Bible explanation theory.
那第三节跟下午的两节林传道来讲教会的增长。
And then the third class of this morning and also the class of this afternoon, we will ask Pastor Lin to share with us about the growth of the church.
那么关于这一篇圣经解释学简介，这是二十几年前在台湾传道者灵修会的时候所编写的教材。
And this material was written about 20 years ago in one of the pastor's cultivation seminars.
当时我有感受到我们传道人在讲解圣经造就教会的时候要怎么样做一个无愧的工人。
And I have experiences about how a pastor should explain the Bible and sharing with the believers.
在我们真教会一直都是靠着圣灵在解释圣经。
In our True Jesus Church, we rely heavily upon the Bible.
我们比较少去参考有关于一般的释经学这方面的书籍。
释经学。And we rarely focus about the theory behind some of these Bible explanations.
在传道的工作上我感受到说这样会发生一些不足的地方。
And as for ministers of the church, I discovered that the lack of this understanding of this theory will create some problems.
所以利用传道者进修会的时候就写了这篇的教材。
And so utilizing the pastor cultivation seminar, I took the opportunity to write this material.
把我看有关释经学这方面的心得做一个整理给大家分享。
And to organize my understandings concerning this Bible explanation and to share with everyone.
目的也就是要引起大家对这方面的一个注意。
And the purpose being that to bring to everyone's awareness concerning this topic.
希望我们对于圣经的解释能够合乎这个神的旨意。
And that this Bible explanation, when we explain and study the Bible, it can be done according to the will of God.
像保罗所说的，要在神面前 做一个无愧的工人。
As Paul said in his letters, that we serve God with a clear conscience.
做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
And to be a faithful servant of God.
感谢主啊。最近呢、啊，我们就看到我们真教会啊，有一本释经学啊，这个出版。
Thanks to the grace of God, recently you will see that there was a new book that came out concerning Bible explanation.
那就林永基传道呢，就写了一本的释经学。
And it was written by Pastor Lin.
这是属于我们自己教会啊啊所啊出版的。
And it is published by our own church.
所以我这个简介啊，就是要让大家知道怎么样去啊运用释经学来帮助我们在解释圣经上面的啊这一方面的这个意义。
And so this theory is to further study as to how do we explain the Bible.
所以我这个介绍啊，只是把一些怎么样运用这个释经学的原则啊，介绍给大家。
And I am only sharing an introduction concerning some of the principles for this common explanation.
释经学就是帮助我们去了解圣经、解释圣经的一种工具啊。
These principles is tool for us to study and explain the Bible.
那我们如果懂得善用它，对了解圣经的原意必定有一个相当的帮助。
And once we understand this and able to apply to the original meaning of the Bible.I believe it will be of benefit to us.
那首先呢，释经学它有一个解释圣经的原则。
And so, in terms of this, there are principles that are associated with the explanation theory.
这个原则就像一个轨道。
And this principle serve as a path for us.
也是我们在运用这个解释圣经的一个空间。
And it provides a certain space for us to move around in terms of explaining the teachings.
我们遵循这个轨道在这个运用的空间里头去来解释圣经就不会偏离。圣经的原意。
And in applying these principles and moving within the space that is given to us, then we will not go astray from beyond the teachings that is written in the Bible.
但能达到说按着正义来分解真理的道，这个圣经的教训。
And to achieve a correct and a true explanation of the Bible.
因为关于解释圣经圣经里头有几个重要的原则，我们必须要遵守。
And so that is why there are some principles that is included in terms of having to explain the Bible.
那我想首先呢，跟大家看这几节圣经。
And so first, I would like to share with you about some of these verses.
首先就看保罗吩咐提摩太的。
First, let's look at how Paul shares to Tim, Paul shared to Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy.
十五节。
第二章
十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
这里说你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
It says here, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
传道人长老执事是在带领教会，造就教会。
Pastors, elders, deacons, and ministers are to lead the church.
那用什么来带领他们？
And so in what way should they lead the church?
就是用真理。
It is by the truth.
所以我们必须要按着正义 And
so that we must be able to rightly divide, dividing the word of
truth. And
only then will we be capable to lead the church and edify the church.
而且才能真正啊, 带领教会, 走在
And to truly lead the church to walk on the way of righteousness.
所以保罗, 嘱咐, 提摩太, 要竭力在神面前呢, 做一个无愧的工人。
And that is why Paul encouraged Timothy to be diligent to present himself approved to God.
那所要的条件就是要按正义分解真理的道。
And to be a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and the requirement being that he able to rightly divide the word of truth.
这是第一我们一定要遵守的原则。
And this is the first principle in which we need to abide.
那彼得对这方面也提醒我们。
And Peter, in this aspect, also warns us.
我们在解释圣经的时候。
That when we explain the Bible,
要避免两件事情,
that we must refrain from two things.
哦, 我们看彼得后书,
Let's look into 2 Peter.
彼得后书,
2 Peter.
第一章,
Chapter 1.
20节,
verse 20.
彼得后书第一章20节,
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
第一要紧的该知道, 经上所有的预言没有可随时欲解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的， 21. 乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoken as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
这里说圣经的预言。 这应该是指着旧约的圣经。
Here said the prophecy of the scripture is referring to the old time, old scriptures.
旧约圣经是神迹的先知啊，所说的还有很多有关的未来的事情。
The Old Testament contains many of the words in which God spoke to the prophets concerning what will happen in the future.
而且旧约啊，它是一个救恩的预备时期，也是基。
And so Old Testament also is a period of time in which prepares the way for the salvation of Christ and prophecy of Christ's coming.
所以有关于这一方面的预言呢，不可以随私意来解说。
And so such kind of prophecy should not be dealt with a casual interpretation.
因为这些预言呢，从来不会出于人的意思。
Because these interpretations are not to be meant to be interpreted by the own man's own will.
是写旧约圣经的那一些先知啊，被神的灵感动说出来的话。
But that these old saints of the Old Testament spoke as God had moved them in their heart.
那这种话呢，甚至于说当时的说话的先知呢，也不一定了解。
And even the words spoken by the prophets, they themselves may not be able to understand what they have just spoke.
我们看彼得前书第一章,
Let's look into 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章, 第十节,
chapter 1, verse 10.
第一章第十节, 说论到这救恩啊, 那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知, 早已详细的寻求考察。
For this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesies the grace that would come to you.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵啊, 预先证明基督受苦难, 后来得荣耀, 是指着什么时候, 是怎么样的时候。
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, the glories that would follow.
说他们得了启示啊, 知道他们所讲的一切事, 不是为自己, 乃是为你们, 那些, 靠着从天上差来的圣灵, 传福音给你们的人, 现在将这件事情呢, 报给你们。
And then to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which would now has been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
说天使呢也愿意详细查看这些事情。
And the angels desire to look into this.
这一段很清楚告诉我们先知是怎么说预言的。
Here it tells us and explains to us how the prophets speak prophecy.
他是为我们说的。
They spoke it for our sake.
到我们的时候才会明白的。
And so when it came upon us, this grace that came upon us, then we would come to understand.
连天使呢都在查看这些预言是要怎么样成就。
Even the angels to hear says desire to look into how these prophets will come to be fulfilled.
所以彼得在写后书的时候特别在加以补充说这样的这些预言不能不是出于人的意思不能随人的意思来解释的。
That is why Peter in 2 Peter wrote that the prophecy of Scripture is not of any private interpretation, is not by, came, did not come by the will of man.
因为就是神的灵启示他们说出来的话。
For it was God's Spirit that moved these men in order to speak His words.
那到什么时候才会显明出来？
And so up until what time will these prophecies be fulfilled?
那我们看这个以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
以弗所书第三章 第五节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 5
第三章第五节
Chapter 3 verse 5
这个救恩的奥秘在以前的世代是没有叫人知道的
And the mystery of the salvation which in other ages was not made known to the sons of man.
那像如今呢，就借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
从这里让我们知道，旧约的先知他预言的这个有关于救恩基督的这个奥秘。
Here it tells us that concerning the prophets that prophesize about the mystery concerning the salvation of Christ. They do not understand what is the detail, what is the event that will happen. They only know that in the future something of this will happen.
如果当时有人要求说，那你们解释给我听看看，他不会解释。
If someone during the time of prophecy asked them to explain what they have just prophesied, they would not be able to explain.
到时候神才会启示他所拣选的工人来了解。
It was not until the proper time of God in which the event has happened that God will open the hearts of His workers to explain.
从第五节这里让我们了解两件事情。
And so from verse 5 here, it enables us to understand two things.
神的奥秘要向人显明，有神的时候。
The mystery of God to be revealed to man has its own time.
所以到这个时候， 才借着圣灵来启示这些使徒跟先知。
And when the time has come, that God will enable His Spirit to be revealed, to reveal the mystery.
而且神要向哪些人显明？ 他有特定的对象。
And as to who this mystery will be revealed to, God also has certain people in which He will reveal.
并不是人自己想要就可以得到。
It is not that man wants it themselves and they are able to receive it.
所以这个地方说启示圣使徒和先知。
That is why he said, been revealed to, by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
因为神拣选使徒和先知要来立这个教会的根基。
Because God has chosen his apostles and the prophets to establish the foundation of the church.
这个也是要我们一定要先了解的。
This is something we first need to come to understand.
所以今天呢，神的这些奥秘。 他会向谁显明？
And so today, the mystery of God, who will He reveal to?
他为了教会，为了福音的传扬。
For the gospel and for the sake of the church and for the spreading of the gospel.
今天圣灵也会借着 来启示是他所拣选的工人。
And so the Spirit would also reveal as to the chosen people of God.
让他们来完成神的工作。
So that they can come to complete the work of God.
这个是我们第二要了解的，有关这个彼得呢给我们的这个提醒。
This is the second thing in which Peter have shared with us for us to understand.
再看回来彼得后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第三章十六节。
Verse 16.
彼得后书三章十六节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
这里提到彼得在提到保罗所写的一切的书信，教会的书信。
Here, Paul, Peter make mentions about the writings of Paul.
都有也都有讲论到关于这个末后的这个事情。
And concerning the some things that are to happen in the end days.
所以他的信里头有一些是比较难明白的。
Here, Peter says of Paul's letters that there are some things hard to understand.
那么那一些没有属灵的这种知识的人呢，这些不坚固的人，对于这个可以说在属灵上信心不坚固的人，强解好像强解那些别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
And that which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction.
这个就讲到新约的圣经了。
And it talks about the New Testament as well.
预言是属于旧约的圣经啊。
Prophecy is the prophecy is containing to the Old Testament.
这里是保罗的书信，是新约的圣经。
But here, in reference to Paul's epistles, that means in pertaining to the New Testament.
那新约圣经啊。是圣灵启示使徒呢，把旧约所隐藏的救恩的奥秘，把它发明出来。
And the New Testament was inspired by God to His apostles and disciples, in which they are able to fulfill and understand the prophecy that was spoken in the time of the Old Testament.
虽然是已经是很清楚的表明出来，可是呢，有一些还是有一些比较难明白的。
Although it has been stated, but there are still many things that are yet to be understood.
那在当时的使徒时代呢，他们就感觉到这一些话，保罗所写的信中有一些是不容易明白的。
And even in the old New Testament era, when the disciples, the apostles, saw the letters written by Paul, even they acknowledged that some things that he had written was hard to understand.
那我在想，是不是那些话是要等到我们末后的真教会才打开给我们明白的。
And sometimes I ponder to myself these things in which Paul had written that is hard to understand. Perhaps it will be unlocked during our generation.
因为神的话是他的目的是要让我们明白的，可是呢，有他有神的时候，我们不要勉强。
Because the word of God indeed is written for us to understand, but the unlocking the mystery has God's own timing pertaining to what period of time in which the understanding will be revealed.
所以这里说不要强解，就是说时候还没有到，你不要勉强去解释它。
And so sometimes here they encourage us that we do not force ourselves to understand or to try to explain certain scriptures.
因为在旧约的时候，你要详细解释这个预言是不可能的。
Because in the Old Testament, if we were in the Old Testament era and we tried to force ourselves to explain the prophecy.
基督来了之后，我们看这个马太福音就知道，应验这个，应验那个，应验那个，他一直应验出来，一直把它打开来。
But it was not until Jesus coming to this world and what was written in Matthew that we see that the certain things were a lot of things were fulfilled. Concerning what was written in the Old Testament scriptures.
然后呢，圣灵降临又打开更多这个基督的奥秘，让教会明白。
And then after the descension of the Holy Spirit, then it opens further the mystery concerning Jesus Christ and what he has done in this world and what he said in this world.
但是我们也知道，使徒时代的教会也有它阶段性的任务。
But then we also come to understand that in the time of the era of the apostles, they also have teachings in which they shared with us that was of mystery in their time.
那最后啊，末后的真教会啊，这个完成最后的工作，应该我们这个时候会，神会到最后会把一切都打开。
And therefore, the true church of the end days will also have this responsibility and also have this blessing in which we are able to come to explain the mystery that comes before our time.
但是我们也是逐步的，神也是逐步的向我们打开。
But there is a certain process and certain procedures in which God will also reveal his mystery to us.
所以我们发现，现在我们所了解比初期啊，七八十年前呢，我们那些初期的工人了解的更多更详细。
So today, we even come to acknowledge and to further understand the scriptures in which God has opened to us, even comparison to 70 or 80 years, the old workers.
不是我们比他们聪明。
It is not because that we are more intellectuals or smarter.
这些都是神的时候。
But it is because of the period and the timing of God.
那我们初期的工人呢，他们不敢勉强去解释现在我们所了解的事情。
The early workers dare not to go to force a certain explanation to as to what we come to understand today.
所以他们就不会发生错误。
And so that they would not be let have this misunderstanding or misconception of the scriptures.
那站在我们现在这个点上的我们的这些神的工人。
And as to our present day, the present workers of today,
我们仍然要持守这个原则。
We also need to also with hold on to this similar principle.
不要勉强说我现在要把以后的事情全部给它打开。
Not to force ourselves to wanting to open all the mystery.That is contained in the Bible. For we cannot force ourselves to go ahead of God's timing.
这个原则一定要遵守。
This principle we must abide.
所以避免呢发生这个错误啊，自取沉沦。
Lest we
是很严重的事情。
Lest we come to our own destruction.
好，那在第四个要注意的原则啊，圣经的原则。
Another principle.
我们看，这个是保罗特别提到的。
And it was mentioned by Apostle Paul.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
第十三章第九节。
Chapter 13, verse 9.
哥林多前书第十三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 9。
说我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part and we prophesy in part。
要等到那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有。
But when that which is perfect has come, and then that which is in part will be done away。
十二节。
12。
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面。
And now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face.
那我如今所知道有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
这个也是保罗特别提醒我们的。
Here Paul also, tells us,
因为哥林多教会有些人自高自大，这个会发生很大的危险。
Because the believers in the Corinthians church, some of them have the self pride and claim to have the knowledge.
有一些人自己认为有知识，什么都知道了。
Some of the believers at that time in that church claim that they know all things.
还有保罗特别提醒我们。
And here Paul especially warns us.
我们可以先来看一些，再回头来看这一节。
Let's retract a little bit.
哥林多教会有人是这样想的。
That about some of the believers, and what is the thought of some of these believers of the Corinthian church?
我们看到第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
第八章第二节。
Chapter 8, First Corinthians, verse 2.
第二节说，若有人以为自己知道什么。
He said, if anyone thinks that he knows anything,
按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
He knows nothing yet as he ought to know.
我们应该思想保留这句话，就是针对那一些自己以为知道、自高自大的哥林多教会的人说的话。
We need to ponder upon these words that Paul speaks. It contains about, pertains to the Corinthians believers who think to themselves that they have all the knowledge and understanding.
在真道上面呢，我们绝对要保持这样谦卑的心。
Concerning the truth, we must maintain such humility about our understanding of the words of God.
我们所知道的是神赐给我们要我们知道的，只有这个范围，你没有办法超越的。
For what we know is what has been given to us, what knowledge and what limits that God has given to us to understand.
是非常有限的。
And it is very, very limited.
所以呢。不要以为说我多知道了。
And so let us not anyone think that we know all things.
就保罗说，按照他所当知道的，其实他还算是一个无知的，不知道。
Here Paul said, even as he what he knows, he actually knows nothing.
意思就是说，我们所知道的跟我们所不知道来做比较的话，那我们所知道这些就微不足道。
And what, in other words, what he's saying is that what we actually know compared to the things in which we do not know, in comparison, what we know is very little.
好，所以到这个十三章这里就告诉我们啊。
And so, in verse chapter 13,
就是要遵守这个原则。
And that is to abide by this principle.
我们要了解，我们现在所知道的是有限的。
We must first understand that what we know today is very limited.
那么先知所讲的也有限。
And what the prophets even spoke of, they are very limited.
所以我们要去了解神的整个所有的事情。
And so for us to understand the things in which of God's doing,
可能吗？
Is it possible?
是绝对不可能。
It is actually impossible.
所以千万不要去探讨这个问题。
And so do not try to test this question.
我们一个目标就是说，神要我知道的，我们借着祷告，圣灵的带领，神会让我们知道的。
Our main purpose and our main goal is that we pray to God, say, what God wants us to understand, and what only what God wants us to know, that is enough for us.
那超出这个范围先知所讲的这个范围以外的事情，等待那一天面对面的时候，那就全知道了。
And outside of this boundary, outside of our limitation in which God has set for us, in order to understand perfectly all things, one day when we meet Him face to face, we shall come to understand.
所以今天我们所要了解的，借着神所赐给我们有限的这些智慧。来了解神借着先知写在圣经里头的这些有限的他要告诉我们的这些真理。
And so as pertaining to all the things about concerning God, God has given us this limitation and what has been spoken to us by the apostles and the prophets, and from all these and through the wisdom and knowledge in which He has given us, that we are able to understand.
我们解释圣经要持守在这个范围里面。
So when we study about the Bible, we must be within this boundary.
那就不会发生太离谱的事情了。
And then we will not go to misinterpret or go astray.
就不会中魔鬼的诡计。
Nor will we be fall into the deceptive scheme of Satan.
魔鬼就是怎么样试探夏娃。
How did Satan tempt Eve?
那句话我们要记住。
We must remember the words in which he spoke.
你吃了之后，你就跟神一样知道善恶，你就跟神一样知道。
After you have eaten of it, you will have the same knowledge as that of God.
意思就是说，你就全知道了，跟神一样。
Meaning that you will be just like God in knowing all things.
最后这一句话太厉害了。
This word is actually very, very tricky.
夏娃的信心完全崩溃。
And so the faith, the faithfulness of Eve completely collapsed.
她完全相信撒旦的话。
And she fell into the temptation and believed. Of Satan and believe all his words.
他想要跟神一样的知道。
She wants to have this knowledge like God to understand all things.
结果 她中计了。
And then so she fell into the trap.
今天我们不要中计。
Today, let us not fall into this deceptive scheme.
所以保罗在这里很清楚这样告诉我们。
And that's why Paul here tells us very plainly.
我们说现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
He said, "For we know in part, and the prophecy, and we prophesy in part."
现在我们好像对着镜子。观看模糊不清。
Today we are only seeing ourselves like a mirror, and it seems a little blurry.
但是要等到那个时候，面对面，复活了，主耶稣再来，我们复活了，跟他一样，那个时候真的一样。
But we are to hope for the moment when we meet face to face with Christ, in His second coming, and then during that time we will know all things.
那这个有限的就结束了。
And then what is limited to us today will come to an end.
我们知道神跟神知道我们是一样的。我们知道的对神认识知道的跟神知道我们一样。
And so what we understand of God and what God understands of us is the same.
所以说我们要持守这样的原则。
And so we must hold on to this principle.
那么所以下面呢这个教材里面呢，就是要对这个解释圣经的一些释经学的原则加以介绍。
And so, the material that are handed to you are some of the notes concerning Bible explanation theory.
那么释经学就是根据这些原则来告诉我们怎么样去解释圣经的方法。
And these theory are ways in which tells us how do we explainBible scriptures.
所以以后你们看林传道写的那释经学里头他就 有详细的告诉我们说，根据这个原则，怎么样来分析圣经的话，来了解它的这个本意
If you have an opportunity to read upon the Pastor Lin's a book about Bible explanation, it was also applied as to.The theories into which we will study the words of God.
这个是要我介绍这个释经学的一个目的哈。
This is one of the purpose on which we study this class.
因为我们以前我们教会还没有有关这方面的书籍。
Because previously our church have not have any materials concerning this.
那我当然要去参考一般的这个释经学。
And so I have to refer references to other references concerning Bible explanation.
那我感觉到说这一些知识是值得我们参考的。
And I believe such kind of knowledge is good for us to reference.
所以我才整理出来向我们的传道者同工做介绍。
And so I just made the material, clean up the material and summarized it, and to share with you in this brief period of time.
感谢主也得到很好的回响，大家也很注意这一方面。
And thanks to grace of God, it brings a lot of thoughts to my mind, and I have this opportunity to share with you.
感谢主，后来这个林传道的那个神学院长以后，他也重视这一方面，所以他很用心的去把它整理出来。现在我们有自己一本的这个释经学
And Pastor Lin also have put into a lot of effort and saw the great importance of having and significance in having a book containing Bible explanation, and therefore he spent the time and energy to write this book.
我希望说我们每一位工人应该要有一本
And so I encourage that all workers have this book written by Pastor Lin and to have a brief to serve as a reference.
对我们呢，在学习圣经查考圣经，以及我们要带领教会用真理来带领教会，是有很大的帮助。
And it will have great help to us in terms of understanding a Bible study and also explaining the Bible and applying to how to.Guide the church and to lead the members.
我们休息一下，同心默祷。
Let's take a break. Bow our heads, pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.